The plan to demolish Avon Crest is continuing forward. After hearing a legal opinion, Stratford City Council did not issue a notice of intent to designate NOID. Avon Crest as a heritage building at Tuesday night's regular City Council meeting. The decision came as a motion by Cown. Cody Sebin to issue a NOID for the former hospital failed without a seconder. At a previous meeting, Cown. Sebin raised the item which saw extensive community engagement on preserving the historic building. After hearing delegations, council voted to obtain a legal opinion on issuing a NOID, especially in light of Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act. After that motion, Cown. Brad Beatty told Stratford Today that because the bill is so new, he wished to put a pause on the process and see whether or not it was even possible to designate the building as heritage, since part of the bill amended the Ontario Heritage Act. In the Committee of the Whole in-camera session prior to last night's meeting, council received a legal opinion that is subject to solicitor-client privilege. Sow Joan Thompson said that it is not the city's practice to publicize legal opinions, though noted that the heritage planner's opinion may be put on the city's website. Last night's meeting also had delegations regarding Avon Crest, all of whom spoke at the March 27 meeting. Robert Lemon, an architect originally from Vancouver, said that he represents a committee which has a few lawyers on it. It is their opinion that there is no impediment to issuing a NOID, council would just need to move the property into the city's heritage inventory. Jane Marie Mitchell, a concerned citizen, posed that there needs to be more community involvement and asked that councillors be transparent about their justification. Andrew Williams, CEO of the Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance, HPHA, also spoke, reaffirming the HPHA's position that demolition is the only responsible option. He also made a point to say that although he has been delegating on this matter, it is not just one person that is in favor of demolition. Williams represents a team and a group of people who believe that it is the only responsible option. Because no motion made it to the floor, no discussion was held on Avon Crest. Cown. Bonnie Henderson and Cown. Geza Werdofa were not in attendance. The process to demolish Avon Crest has already begun. Williams has previously estimated that demolition could begin in late spring or early summer. A 128-bed long-term care home is expected to be built in its stead.